I will share with you 10 ways that we can help the souls in purgatory, 3 today, 3 tomorrow, and 4 the next day. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, let's get into it. Now, the first way is the way that we all know and love, through the holy sacrifice of the Mass, particularly Gregorian Masses, a tradition started by Pope St. Gregory of 30 consecutive Masses for the souls in purgatory. Now, one thing that we should know about helping the souls in purgatory with the Mass is that we dispose ourselves in this life through our faith in the Mass, through our love for it, to be able to receive it in the next. You see this both in God's justice, that those that offered Masses for the souls in purgatory are then able to receive much more help from them once they're in purgatory, as well as through the reality that we become what we choose. When we choose to love the Mass, when we dispose ourselves by celebrating it often, by attending Masses, then we change our souls so that we become attuned to receive the graces that come from it. It's important for us to know that not only must we offer Masses for the souls in purgatory, we must also attend them. Now, a limitation in the Mass is for non-believers and for non-Catholics. They simply did not create this faith in them. You see this in the book, My Conversation with the Poor Souls by Princess Eugenie, where they will tell her, we cannot receive help for it because I did not have faith in it while I was alive. So this is something that we should consider when praying for non-Catholics. Now, the second way that we can help the souls in purgatory, and something that is much more general, is through atonement. When we atone for other people, and we do so specifically for the sins that they have, if they had sins of anger, sins of lust, sins of gluttony, and all the other capital sins, and we atone particularly for that sin, that is one of the most effective ways that we can help them, as we have heard in other videos. Now, a way that you can double up on this is by atoning for your own sins and for people in purgatory that had those same sins. So let's say that you are someone that committed the sin of gluttony while on earth. You can atone for that through fasting. This will atone both for your sins and for those that are in purgatory for the sin of gluttony. Whenever we offer up atonement with humility, it is incredibly effective for them. Also note that you can take advantage of every single situation that you come across in your life, every single opportunity to practice patience, to practice humility, some suffering that comes upon you suddenly. These are incredible opportunities of grace, both for you in terms of merit, but in atonement for the souls in purgatory. The third way that we can help the souls in purgatory most effectively is through the Most Holy Rosary. When we pray this powerful prayer, especially because it is seeking the intercession of the Blessed Mother, this is significant. This is incredibly powerful in aiding them. In fact, many of you know that I have my daily rosary at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please join me. We pray it. There are over 100 people that pray it. And as you know, when we pray with other people, we gain the merit of the number of people that we pray with. So if you are praying the rosary with 30 people, it's as if you prayed 30 rosaries. Now, of course, the rosary is most effective for those that had a devotion to the Blessed Mother and pray the rosary themselves during this life. Now, as you know, I will be here in El Salvador for the next 9 days, celebrating my dad's 70th birthday. Please enjoy the beautiful scenery.